We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Here we go. Ahoy, hoy, dummies. Happy Monday.
Wagyu beef?
We're having Wagyu beef?
Ooh, I heard Wagyu. How long?
Monday, July 27th, 2026, year of our Lord and Savior.
Cola.
TK says Griff gave us a little plug last night at Five Finger. What'd he say?
That's what my set there said.
Just, oh, what'd he say?
He did the
how
intro.
How handsome we are and how nice.
So
and
that's what I'm saying. I would imagine, yes, he said.
How physically attractive we are and how athletic we are. Is that what he said?
Yep. How we're probably not. We're not there tonight. Because, you know, last night.
Because we're probably doing sex to many ladies.
While dunking basketballs.
Oh, on our big boats. That's what he said.
Exactly.
Sorry, Tosh and Cody couldn't be here tonight because they're dunking basketballs on their big boats while doing sex to supermodels.
Their yachts are out on the water with their supermodel sex lady friends.
That makes sense.
And the dunking basketballs while catching touchdowns from Joe Montana.
Wow. From boat to boat. Yeah, that would have been accurate. That's exactly what I was doing last night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So.
So he was right. He was right about that.
Just saying.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody. How was Five Finger last night? Good. You guys have fun?
The pictures looked cool.
Looked fun.
Like their stage setup is neat. I like screens and fireworks and stuff.
Was that our last rock show at the Amp? Does anyone rock this summer?
Just Billy Idol count. Oh. I like Billy Idol, but
I know you do. Are you
he's
going
not
to that?
So much rock. We'll see. I don't want to go through all that.
Just to see your boy Billy Idol.
Probably not in the best.
Do we have other rock shows coming up? I should probably know that as the guy on the rock radio station.
I'm trying to rack my brain. I don't think there's anything.
Mm-hmm.
There might be. I mean, there's some random, sure, like SPAC.
Oh, TK said that he said that we were a great show and to listen and watch on Twitch. Well, thank you, Griff. Love you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
I saw that he posted a photo last night. What?
Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson's August 30th at Darien Lake.
All right. Yeah, so they're not the amphitheater, but okay, gotcha.
But yeah.
I posted last night. I saw him posing with listeners. I said, you're going to want to go home and take a vinegar bath, because if you've got his pheromones on you and you're not looking to conceive this week.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
You're going to naturally, once you get Griff's pheromones on you, you're going to naturally, and you're not even going to know it.
That's dangerous.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like a.
Like a pollen.
It's like a pollen, like a subliminal thing.
You walk
this, through it.
This distance?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Is even, woo.
And especially if you, your lady got near him last night, she's going to feel the need to procreate because the pheromones got on him.
You ever wonder why the tent is where it is when you see us there?
Mm-hmm.
We got to have him that far back.
Yeah, you got to be downwind.
From the people.
It's just for safety reasons. Yeah, it's like Sex Panther, Lottie. Exactly right. You get anywhere near Griff, you're going to have the pheromones on you, and then you're going to feel the need.
And then we're over.
Feel the need to procreate. And it's just science. We can't understand it.
Oh, who booked that?
What is it?
Pitbull is the first day of the fair.
Oh, what? Pitbull at the Amp is the first. Oh, boy.
Man.
Pitbull sells a lot of tickets, doesn't he?
Yeah. Duh. He's wicked popular. I don't know.
He's got a ton of hits. I just didn't know he sold that many tickets, but I guess he does.
No,
and the first day of the fair.
He's one of those guys where you start playing his songs, I bet I start going, oh.
Sexy lady gonna fire it up.
Oh, is that him?
No, that's not.
Honestly, that's what I was singing in my head.
Shake that thing, miss.
So then when you did it, I was like, oh, it is then. If I did it in my head.
It's Mr. Worldwide. He's bald. Yeah, it was Sean Paul.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll get the world record for bald caps again.
Nah, they already broke that.
Again?
How was everyone's weekend? Good? Anything fun going on? What'd you do this weekend?
Let's see. What did I do?
Besides, obviously, multiple supermodels while dunking basketballs and catching touchdowns.
No, it's kind of hung out. Went for lots of walkies.
Nice.
Went for
a nice weekend. It wasn't too muggy.
Went for a little drive action. Hit up on one of those little stands, bakery stands.
Ooh,
we like.
Oh, very nice.
Just went like a long way around, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you head towards Skinny Atlas Lake,
yeah,
and then once you get right at Skinny Atlas Lake, you veer hard left to head, like, the long loop back to Atisco Lake.
Oh, like, I like that drive.
I like that drive.
I like the drive where you get to Skinny Atlas, you go past my closest, nearest, dearest, bestest friend's house, yeah, Weitzman, and then you just loop around the lake. I like doing that drive,
yep,
where you go to the bottom tip of it and then come back up the other side.
Yep. That's I went a little bit past, like, the little, like, the city part there, just to, like, go, oh, look at all nice, and then turn around and went back.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a cute little town.
It's fun.
Well, we're here on a Monday, guys. First Monday, well.
What?
We're here this week, and then we're going to go away for a little bit, so don't freak out. But we're here this week. You got us all week.
Huh.
And then we're going to go away for a little while.
You better make the best of it.
And make it count. John Walsh is in town, apparently. He's going to do an announcement with the police department.
Interesting.
About the sex offender registry.
That's cool.
John Walsh.
Well, I mean
not the, no.
It's not cool.
Guys, but Cody just said the sex offender registry is cool. You guys clip that.
Uh-oh.
John Walsh, you want to come down? We're up, bud. If you're awake, you're late in your hotel room, come on down.
Those would be cool sound bites to have for future us.
I forget what show. Was he America's Most Wanted?
I think so. I don't remember exactly.
And it's because his son was taken and he wanted to find the killer.
Yes, he wanted to find the killer.
Very sad story. Well, John Walsh, if you're up, come on down, bud.
Come hang out.
We're here. We're live.
I mean, don't come empty-handed, obviously. You're going to come bring down some pancakes or something from the hotel.
Yeah, you go down to that continental breakfast, you say. Don't mind if I do. I don't know how you get up a gas station sign, but over the weekend in Wilmington, Illinois, maintenance worker. Oh, he was doing the maintenance on the sign.
Oh, literally.
Was trapped inside of a 130-foot tall gas station sign.
Like in the cartoons when they go up and like they're stuck in a cup of coffee and a billboard or something like that.
Oh, you know what I think of is the Wizard with Gimme, 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 Jimmy Woods. And they go inside that giant dinosaur.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
So it's like the movies, but that was probably awful for this guy.
Yeah, not fun. The Wilmington Fire Protection District responded to the scene. I don't know why they give me the address. I don't live there. But thank you.
Okay, but I'm not
stopping by Lorenzo Road off Interstate 55.
Sorry,
I'll be right down.
They deployed. Perfect. Thank you.
Because he was so high up, they deployed a drone to talk to him.
Oh, cool.
He would signal thumbs up or thumbs down. A replacement boom lift was escorted from a nearby state. He was lowered to the ground just before 4 p.m.
Yeah,
wow.
Just go get
him.
A scissor lift thing or wherever the hell from anywhere. A fire truck. Is that a myth? They have those ladders like you used to see when we were kids on our toys? Can they just...
No, those are real ladders.
Shoot
I watch a guy
100-foot ladder up there and scoop
them. I watch a guy on TikTok who drives the ass end of that like Kramer did on Seinfeld.
Yeah. Go get him.
Go get him. No, he was stuck up on one of those, like, you know when you're driving down?
Yeah, like the
highway and it's the super tall signs?
Yep.
Like the Cracker Barrel sign around here or wherever else. Maybe something as prestigious as the Utica Tower, something that high.
Another thing that people keep climbing and everyone getting angry. Hey, get off of that
tower. We have several Utica Towers. I believe we're up to three now.
Oh. I know the one on the way in from that you see from, like, the throughway.
From the throughway. That one
is that the one everyone keeps trying to
They had to fence off, I think, because people were climbing.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect? We're going to do Utica stuff. There's a Utica tower there.
Get off the Utica shit!
Mm-hmm. So, I've got a podcast from Houston explaining this Elam ending.
Yeah, I've tried to read it.
With the TBT.
I can't, there's no way I can explain it. I don't understand it.
The basic idea is that all of our games end on a made basket. We don't play down to a clock. There's no buzzer beaters, but there is a made basket to end all 63 of these games. So the basic idea is at the 4-minute mark in the fourth quarter, so where the TV timeout typically happens, at that 4-minute mark, the game clock goes off. It turns off entirely.
Okay.
You add 8 to the team that's in front, and then that becomes your target score, and then the teams play to that target score. So as an example, if the score was 80-79, at that moment when the game clock goes off at the 4-minute mark, the target score becomes 88, and the first team to 88 wins.
Okay.
So God forbid we just do it when the time runs out, the team with the most points wins.
I mean, it's a fun because it does, this thing's got all sorts of different rules and it makes it different. But I mean, I don't know.
What are you talking about? So I mean, in four minutes, if I've got 80, then the second you hit 88 points, it means you win.
Yep. Because, I mean, it was cool to have Kentucky, no offense, Syracuse fans, to have Kentucky, like, win on a dunk.
Yeah, like you win on a basket.
But that's also the same with, like, buzzer beaters. But, again, they're trying to do anything different because I think there's another tournament as well with other players, but not Syracuse ones.
Syracuse players fell to the Kentucky team.
They fell apart.
They did.
They just started panicking. The Boeheim went
the boys.
Cold. Just ice cold. Yeah. Buddy, I don't think made one in the last couple minutes. I don't know. Yeah, the Kentucky team was also really big.
Were they?
Like, they had a lot of big dudes.
So that's a wrap for that. But in also basketball news, Friday after we got out of here, LeBron James going to the Philadelphia 76ers for some reason.
Like 5 minutes after we got done.
I know.
Yeah, no, he likes the team, the players, the situation in Philly.
He's playing two more years, which will make him 43 years old.
If anybody could do it, it's him. He's still, you know, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So he can go and get all that, you know, like, rejuvenation stuff that that players get. But as someone that really likes LeBron,
I just,
all these teams, I'm still old school when it comes to, like, I liked when they all hated each other.
Right.
And all wanted to, you know, be better than each other. And I liked when they didn't want to all be on the same team and, you know, you play on like one, maybe two.
Yeah, you like the kayfabe where it's like, no, we're not really friends behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
We really don't like each other and we want to get out there and beat each other up.
Go up for a layup and you get knocked on your ass.
Mm-hmm. So he's playing for two more years. Why? People were asking in chat, why the Phillies over like the Knicks or something? Why not?
He's got a connection with a couple of the players. Their roster is his
agent has another player on there, I guess.
Yeah, if they won't, if they stay healthy, they are a baller team.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're really good. But I mean, he would have. That kind of would have been the situation really anywhere. So it was kind of like, all right, well, where do you want to see him go? Because it would have been cool to see him on the Spurs, maybe a little bit with Wemby. The Knicks probably would have been cool a couple years ago. I'd have liked to see him help then, not like just jump on now. Because probably, I would imagine maybe Knicks fans now would be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
We didn't need you then. I thought he was going back to Cleveland.
I was telling you.
I thought he was going to Cleveland.
Earlier, kid wants to go to another Knicks game. I was like, well, now they're champs. So there's no way we can afford a ticket in the Garden.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Cleveland to see him.
Now
or Philly. I'm not going to. Now we can't go to Philly. Not going to get a ticket to a Philly Knicks game.
Unfortunately, that'll be expensive, especially. I wouldn't be shocked if they make it there because I don't know how many times they play, but I bet one of them, I bet, would be like a Christmas game.
Is CNY Central glitching out or is it our television? Because I'm having a stroke in here right now.
Oh, well, it's them.
Twitch.tv/theshow. Right? It's like freaking out and it's a major distraction.
Wasn't even looking at it for once. Now I can't stop looking at it.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll
be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins
can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the
extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
The answer to your question, Cody, where seagulls come from. I think that you found that answer. They just kind of say?
An early dinosaur period, 30 to 33 million years ago. Well, that's not dinosaurs. In France, in some deposits in Nebraska.
How'd they get to Nebraska, though, bud?
Right? Well, everything was connected.
Well, what I'm reading here is it says that, like, as annoying as seagulls are, they're, like, the best. How do I say this? Without sounding like seagull propaganda, they're the best at being birds, meaning they've adapted to fly long distances. They're amazing scavengers.
Yeah.
They build great nests,
but
very similar to pigeons.
But they're So stupid.
So stupid and so annoying.
They're so stupid. They're not as worse as geese.
You think they're worse than geese?
No, I would say geese.
Geese are worse than seagulls?
Geese, seagull. And then I feel bad saying pigeon because, again, we did it.
Yeah, we did that to the pigeons. But
now they're dirty. You can't touch them.
Seagulls, I would say, it depends on the year. I mean, it depends on the time of the year. Up in Oswego, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. In the summertime, you're annoyed by seagulls. In the fall time and spring, you're annoyed by geese.
Because every stupid kid out there is throwing them their French fries from McDonald's.
Yeah. So the seagulls are eating all their food from the loop.
Yep.
These geese got to make their pit stop before they fly over Lake Ontario. They just flew over Lake Ontario. So
everything.
They're like, we'll just stop here for a minute and take a dump on everything and attack you as you walk to class.
Big, huge, horse-sized dumps.
Mm-hmm. And they're mad at you. You're in their way for some reason.
They're furious. You could be.
You flew here, seagull. I didn't do this to you.
I don't want anything to do with you. You're 30 feet away. Stay over there.
I don't care if you got babies. Here. I don't care about your babies. I want nothing to do with you, Canadian goose.
I never did, but if I had to, I would 100% uppercut a goose.
Yeah, people like to fight the geese.
I am very much at a shortness level where one of those frickers come up to me and does a little stick your neck out. My little ass will uppercut you, and no one's going to say anything. I'll be like, I'm so little. I was defending
myself. I've told
the
story many times. When I was in college, I literally ran over a Canadian goose with my car, and it popped back up and stared me down.
Like
he was like, that's all you got? That's the best you got?
They're just so dumb as well.
They're so dumb.
Oh.
But they're dumb and aggressive. They're dumb and aggressive.
Yes.
Which is a lot of people that we currently live with on this planet. They're just aggressive, but they're also stupid. And they're mad about what they don't know they're mad about.
The poop.
And then the poop.
They just ruin soccer fields for kids all over the country.
I don't know why. I don't know where it all comes from. You're making that all from grass?
Right? From just eating grass? Like, oh my God. Maybe find a different food source. If all you're eating is grass and you're pooping out that much, you need nutrients from somewhere else, Mr. Goose.
I think it's disproportionate, though, because think about it. They just made a big journey over Lake Ontario. When they land, they got a big dump. Like, you ever take a big trip and then you get out of the car and you're like, oh, I got a big one. I'm eating snacks.
Not like 80 of them all day. Right? That stupid hiss.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Your tongue is an odd shape.
Mm-hmm. You're in my neighborhood, Goose.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you to come here.
Come here and you're protected?
315-364-109. Yeah, they are protected here.
Get back to Canada, you can get protected, but here in the good old U.S. of A.
Get out of here. I'm glad that y'all still enjoy your concerts out at Five Finger last night. You're all out there, you're enjoying them. Lord knows I went to plenty of concerts this spring, summer.
Yeah.
All of which were sit-down concerts. I'm not standing anymore. But my new favorite trend in concerts is the live stream. Warped Tour streamed all weekend on Long Beach, California.
I saw they were on Netflix or something or whatever it was.
Prime.
Yeah, there you
could
go.
Just put on Prime.
Yep.
Bro.
That was pretty cool.
For an old man like myself, firing up just a live stream, I get to watch Real Big Fish at home, dude.
Right, without having to do anything.
I don't got to go anywhere. I don't got to interact with anybody. I'm not sweaty. I didn't the park.
Nope.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's cool, though, that they're still doing some version of Warped Tour, because so much fun when they were still doing the...
It was fun, and I think there's, a new generation of people finding that music.
It's just, it's hard to do all-day fest.
Oh, no.
All summer long.
No, man. I watched Real Big Fish. I watched Hot Mulligan.
Yeah, there was a lot of people on that.
I watched Bowling for Soup. I literally watched it from, when it started until I... Basically watched through Real Big Fish, and then I was all set.
And that was it.
But I knew Jimmy Eat World was on that stream. I think Save Ferris was on yesterday. Just a bunch of great show.
Yeah,
a bunch of great bands. And I was listening to Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. He has a podcast I listened to. Oh, I watched Gym Class Heroes.
They were
on it. And he was talking to Travie McCoy from Gym Class Heroes. And it's because people are saying, is there an emo resurgence happening? And he had a good point where he's like, I don't think it's a resurgence. I think it's when we were young and we listened to our parents' Led Zeppelin albums or AC/DC albums. That's what our parents were listening to, so that's what we listened to. I think that this generation grew up listening to our emo bands and punk and ska and all that.
So when there's a need for them and there's people are willing to pay, hey, you guys want to play a set? It's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because now the people that grew up listening to you have money.
Mm-hmm.
They would like to pay you money.
It's a little bit of column A, column B. Like, you can put together a quick, hey, you guys want to go see Cake? I do.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to go see, anyways, all these other bands that, I watched over the weekend.
It was a lot.
I think MXPX was yesterday.
Like two full days of top to bottom.
And then they're doing like an Orlando version of the Warped Tour, a Mexico version, yeah, and a Canadian version.
Scaled back. It's not
like
what
four dates. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how they pull it off. That's got to be so expensive to put that show on.
Every weekend there's one of those festivals where there's 100 bands, and I'm like, knowing what they cost or what one costs.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Are tickets crazy expensive for those?
I think they're like a couple $100, right? For like 2-day passes to like that, oh, you know, the Chicago whatever fest, whatever the hell they are.
Must be.
But it's like, how the hell did you get all of these? Every big band? All of them?
Yeah. And they do.
Yes. It's very
weird.
They
do like multiple $1 million bands on these sets, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, because you start looking, I'm like, oh, they want a mil, Like, you're paying $50 million for this show?
And I was fine watching it for $0 on my television at home.
That's the move.
It was so clutch. You just sit. I'm literally in a recliner in central air conditioning,
right,
watching Gym Class Heroes. That's how it's meant to be. And I'm sure you'll disagree with me because people like going to concerts.
No, I like that part for stuff like that better because my ass ain't seeing anything.
If you're at the show, you're not seeing the band. I'm not seeing anything.
That's the reason I got into this business. That way I could stay on the stage and actually see these shows.
Yeah, you can see the bands performing.
I was sick of standing and looking at people's heads, back of their heads the whole show.
Exactly, sister and Chad. I had to elevate my weak ankles.
Yes. We got to be standing
nice
on them all weekend.
Enjoying, no.
They'd shatter.
Have a nice beverage. I then took the iPad out to the fire and watched some more. I watched Bowling for Soup out by the fire again.
Not too loud, though.
Feet were elevated, volume at a reasonable level.
Perfect.
Listen, I get down. I get down. Well, I hope you guys had fun at your show last night, Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, looked
staying
like,
up a little late.
Yeah, went a while, looked like, geez.
Staying up a little late, getting settled in.
Party animals.
We are the show, and we live at theshow.fm. Find us, all of our links, all the places, podcasts, live streams, all of that at theshow.fm. Bookmark it now. OnlyFans.
Yep, that's on there.
OnlyFans coming very, very soon.
Connected that link.
Can't imagine anybody wanting to see us nude, but hey, it's going to be happening.
Well, somebody.
Going to be happening.
Somebody will, damn it.
So there's got to be somebody out there, right?
Somewhere.
So when it comes to these AI bots, models, whatever you want to call them, this is an article I'm reading about people having relationships with AI. Like, we talked about this before.
I know, those people are crazy. Thank God that I've got my solid relationship with my hot virgin trucker girlfriend. I found her. No one wanted to have sex with her.
I know. Because
she's a trucker. And I'm like, yo, straight up.
But she's so multifaceted. She also can install electric
lines. That's the thing. We haven't been able to meet.
She's a plumber.
Because she has like 15 to 16 occupations.
She's very
man.
Busy. But most of the time, she's just an attractive truck driver who posts videos that nobody wants to.
It's crazy.
Nobody wants to have sex with her.
It's crazy. Well, but me and her now, so she doesn't have
Congrats,
to do that anymore.
Congrats, dude.
Yep. Thank you.
You a lesbian now?
Yep.
So these are more like just the text bots, like the chat GPTs, the things you can just text back and forth. I saw somebody post that they were behind a guy on an airplane and the plane landed. And he texted his chatbot that he landed, and that made me really sad. Because there's a lot of lonely people in the world.
Yeah,
and I'm sad that you have to have a relationship with a computer, basically.
Or is he trying to, like, I don't know the words I'm looking for, like, streamline everything about his life. So, like, landed.
Maybe.
That way his AI knows everything. That way when he goes to ask it, where do seagulls come from?
I think it might be the former, where it's like
he's lonely.
Nobody cares that he landed, so he wants somebody to reply. That's great news.
Hey,
I hope you're enjoying your trip.
Make sure you clap.
And that bums me out. So as Big Bang says here in chat, I know people getting cheated on with AI. It's effed up.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that's my
cheated
article.
Cheated on
here.
With AI.
11% of Americans have admitted to having a flirty or romantic conversation with an AI chatbot. And the question is...
It's old white dudes.
Yes, it is.
It's all middle-aged white dudes.
The question is, do you consider it cheating?
No, it's not real. It's not a... You're just... I don't know how to explain it. Just, you're being stupid more than you're cheating.
My take on this might be weird, but I do. I consider it cheating. The way I look at this stuff, think of your partner doing the thing you're doing.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that? So if you found out that your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, whatever, was having romantic conversations with a chatbot...
I would... Ask what? Clearly, I'm doing something wrong as a partner. Then, if that's where you're seeking comfort, so let's talk about it because that's not real.
That's a good step. Let's talk about that. Let's figure it out.
I don't consider them cheating.
I would say there's an emotional cheating happening there because this is like you said, you're not being provided something, whatever. That's a different conversation to have. But you would be if you would be bummed out that your partner's doing this thing. Then you shouldn't be doing that thing. That's the easiest litmus test.
Yeah, but I don't...
If you're like, I'm just going out to lunch with my female coworker, well, would you be bummed if your wife was going out to lunch with her male coworker?
Yeah, but that's... I think bummed is different than cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be bummed that those are happening, but I don't see that they're not cheating if you're just having a lunch or... I mean, if there's romantic... whatever around it connotations to it, then yes, you're headed down that road pretty quick.
Right.
But if it's just AI and you're being silly and flirty, you're more just kind of being
sad.
Like you said, like, oh, that's a bummer. Again, like, well, I'm not clearly giving them something that they're going to be flirty with an AI bot.
Kelly in chat says, personally, I don't think there's emotional cheating because there's no real person there with AI.
But you're starting to get into
a
weird
intention.
It's a weird slope, but it can't. I think in order for it to be cheating, like there's
got to be another person involved.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still there's other words for it. I mean, I don't know what they are.
Right.
But it's not. I don't know, cheating, but it's something that you got to definitely talk about.
There's an emotion
with your partner. Like,
yeah, there's something that you're lacking.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
In your relationship that you're going and seeking this from a chatbot, what is that thing your relationship is lacking, I guess?
Yeah.
In a new survey, 11% of Americans admitted to having flirty or romantic conversations with AI chatbots. Very similar, very common, rather, among younger adults. I can give you the stats there. But Americans, 24% of Americans say that flirting with ChatGPT counts as cheating in a relationship. So about a quarter of the people surveyed.
I mean, okay. I just don't think that's the word for it.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to start doing any of that stuff because then it starts to get into a slippery slope of, well, if you're that, not that quick to do, you know, flirty chats with an AI.
When does it jump to like a real person? You
mean? Yeah, as soon as there's a real person.
Like you want to nip it in the bud here.
Yeah. Because.
Like you're testing, you're seeing what your flirtiness ability is.
Yeah.
Like before it jumps to a human.
Yes. But yeah, I don't know.
I can just only speak to myself, whereas if I found out my wife was having a flirty conversation with an AI chatbot, I'd be bummed and I'd want to figure out that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
What's going on that this that this needs to happen?
Yep. Now, if her, the coworker, and the flirty chatbot are all going out for lunch.
Yeah, now that I'm not down with.
And they're all.
What do you guys think? Twitch.tv/theshow or 315-364-109. If you found out your partner was having a flirty conversation with, I mean.
Now, how flirty are we talking? Like, hey, it's my. Right testicle look bigger than my left testicle today,
like, honestly,
chatbot. And she's like, oh, y'all crazy.
Honestly, maybe this is where I'm way off base. If it's just like sexual stuff, I'm less bothered by that than like emotional stuff.
Yeah,
like if you just want to talk dirty or have the thing talk dirty back to you.
But I don't know. I would get...
That would bother me less than like... back and forth, like, romantic things.
No, that would make me uncomfortable more, but only just because, like...
It's not real.
No, yeah. The more vulnerable stuff.
Yeah, that would bother me more than sexual stuff.
You're talking to a robot.
Like, sexual stuff would just be like, all right, you want to read dirty books? All right, yeah, all right. Did that get you off?
That's a robot.
If you want the chat AI to spit back like filthy scenarios to you, fine, whatever.
You told a robot you love it.
Yeah, that's
then we're
spaghetti and meatballs. This is the show. How do you do? I had meatballs yesterday, bro.
Don't joke.
Bro, I had so much food you'd be jealous of this weekend.
You're partay.
I had so much food. Friday night, or maybe Saturday. Saturday night, I did steaks, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, you said you just...
Steaks in the oven.
I haven't had a good steak in a minute,
dude. They were not cheap. Steaks are not cheap right now.
That's usually the problem when I go to scoop on it. I'm like, whoa, butts.
And then it's like you're in... You feel a lot of pressure when a steak is $10.
Yes,
you're like, I can't screw this up.
I can do this. This will be good.
So we get the steaks and make those. Those were dope. And then yesterday was my brother and sister-in-law's 25th anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
I ran the parking lot. And I played the music. I was in charge of queso.
Wow.
I had four jobs. Porta potty, queso, music, parking lot. Those are my jobs.
It's queso. That's all right. Now we're talking jobs that we can get up your alley here. What did the queso job entail?
Make it.
Oh, wow.
I made it. And then I did a move, bro. I might need to remake some for home. I don't know why I never did this on my own. Okay.
You make queso all the time.
Yeah, but this is what I did. I made the queso fundido, and it's been right in front of me this whole time. I made my queso pot.
Okay.
Which, the recipe is very simple. Here, I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Because,
Have a crime.
I know that people like this. And I want to tweak it, but for right now, this is my recipe. 2 pounds of Land O'Lakes cheese. Like the sliced Land O'Lakes American cheese.
Yep.
1 quart of heavy cream.
Heavy cream.
4 ounces of drained green chilies.
Oh,
you put it in a crock pot for like 4 hours, it becomes a great queso.
Okay.
I'd like to tweak that because I feel like I can make it a little better. And I think the tweak happened yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Made the queso.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, when she hosts a party, bro, you don't even know.
Full on out or all on out.
She has like phases, things happening.
Oh.
So like there was...
A new chip flavor every quarter?
No, you just kind of got to stand back and let her do her thing because she's got it all planned out in her head and you don't want to screw it up.
Yep.
So I made the queso inside the house.
Yep.
In the crock pot. At like 10 in the morning, I got it started. Party was at 2. I walked it out, set it on the table with the cover on it, kept it warm.
Mm-hmm.
She put out, I don't know, kind of hors d'oeuvres or whatever. But I guess it wasn't queso time yet. But people were already getting into the queso.
Oh, ish.
So she's like, well, they're already in the queso. Well, I guess I got to bring out the rest.
Forget it. That's it. Abort current plan. Abort current plan.
She brings out this big tray of taco meat. And buffalo chicken wing dip.
Oh.
And I, like the moron I am, have never combined the queso and taco meat to make my own queso fundido at home.
Yeah, that's queso fundido.
That's all it is.
But whatever the word is for beef.
I've been letting San Miguel just make it up for me, and for some reason I never crossed that bridge.
No.
So, bro, I brought... my kid made that meat. I don't know what my wife is saying.
The taco meat.
All right, good for him. Cool.
Okay.
So... I start putting the taco meat into the queso, and then I'm dipping it.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm in heaven.
I never get to try any of that because it's appetizers for one when we go to San Miguel's and such.
He's saying I don't share because I'm a fatso. and he is correct. So then I was in charge of that.
Yes.
Got that going. I was also in charge of music. I got that going.
Do you like it better with the beef?
Yes, I do.
As opposed to the sausage?
I
want to
make it again today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just curious.
Because I don't know. Some places use the chorizo in their queso.
That's the fundito.
But some use taco meat. I think that San Miguel is just like a beef.
Oh, I thought theirs was, I think theirs is chorizo.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure theirs is the chorizo.
Okay, I like it equally, I think.
Yeah. Huh? Well, tell your kid, whip up that beef, daddy's coming home with cheese.
Katie says it has chorizo in it. I think I like it. I think I like it with that.
No, wait, no, okay, now what did the parking entail? You had to go out there and like, hey, whoa.
Well, we had a lot of people coming. It was just in my in-laws' house. We had a lot of people coming and only so much yard to park in.
Oh, see, I would have been like, I would thought, well, parked at yours and do that little walk.
Some people did.
Yeah, that's what I was. But
I was making sure, hey, now can I get you to park right there, please? Hey,
gonna,
can I get you to park right there?
Gonna block. Hey, gonna need you to move. We're gonna block
sure
him in
this car. Because it's all aunts and uncles and like, so I had one uncle being like, I've got to leave it, blah, blah, blah. And then I had another family friend who needed to get out and come back. So I'm navigating all that. I was also in charge of the porta potty. Shout out Rentals to Go. Great little porta potty hookup.
That work out well?
It's a great porta potty.
It's good.
My kid broke it in.
Nobody took any big fat dumps?
They probably did. I don't know. I didn't go inspect it after the party.
Yeah, I go take a pee. You say anybody take any big fat dumps in this? Was anybody? It any good?
Anybody mad?
That's what you needed to do. You kind of wait and just kind of declare. Oh, I just want to ask if anybody had taken any big fat dumps in
nobody?
Here and if it was good.
How are you satisfactory?
Did you enjoy taking a big fat dump in this?
So I met all my rules. I did all the...
Look at you.
Yeah, I did a lot of activity yesterday. I was very tired.
And music. Which for older people is probably a lot of case.
No, I played the music my brother and sister-in-law wanted. They picked the playlist.
Good.
There's a lot of music that I like. That was my day.
Awesome.
That was my day. It was a busy day yesterday. Beautiful day outside.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
People were up in the pool. My in-laws hired a lifeguard so that the kids could swim while the parents... could not have to watch their kids.
Yeah.
Parents could go be, party people, and we had a lifeguard on duty.
Nice.
So, into this, Cody, is when is it time to get out of the pool? What is the trigger for you to get out of the pool?
Never.
Never?
You ain't got to get out of the pool.
Never.
I mean, when you've got to do other stuff, when you got to eat.
Oh, so when there's like another activity that's got to start.
But other than that, you stay in the pool as long as you want.
Because the majority of people said their answer was, when I get bored of being in the pool.
Yeah, when I don't want to be in there anymore.
Yeah.
Unless if it starts a lightning.
When you get, well, yeah, lightning is an immediate get out of the pool.
No.
Yeah, I think that would be my answer too, when I just get bored of being in a pool.
I usually at a Debbie's Doobie Dungeon,
it's
in a nice spot, the pool in the backyard, because the sun... over the course of the afternoon, slowly covers it. So by like dinner time, okay, let's get on out. Time for dinner. Look, the sun is all gone.
Oh.
So if, our kids that are in there, but usually it doesn't matter.
You like being in the pool with full sun is what you like. You don't like it when it's in shade?
I mean, I will, because if it's still hot, then I don't care. But man, that's just the best. Full sun just baking down on you as you either float around or... I like to do whirlpools. I'm a whirlpool guy.
I know you do. Do you have a hat on to protect your face from the sun? No?
No, I'll put on suntan lotion.
And just really cook it in. You like to bake it in.
But usually, just slap it on.
Yeah,
on the face and stuff.
You're all saying lightning's the only thing that's going to get you out of a pool.
I mean, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some Doritos, get me out for a couple minutes.
Yeah, but you can sea lion that, hop up, eat it.
Exactly.
Slide right back in.
You got just the wet fingerprints on the sandwich from holding it.
Yeah. Number two is when I get tired.
Yeah, that's good.
I guess if you get sleepy,
if you get tired.
You don't want to pass out and drift away.
Yeah, that'd be...
Next was when I get hungry.
Yeah, see? When another activity strikes.
When you work up a pool appetite...
There's nothing better. There's nothing better. Or...
You've never been hungry in your life.
No. And top notch is when, like, someone else is grilling... And, like, you pop out, and they're like, hey, you want a burger?
Yeah. Do I want a burger? I was going to settle for a bologna and cheese sandwich, but if you got a burger...
I was just going to go see what apps were still out there. Maybe, like, a vegetable and dunk it in some ranch. Well, you're damn right I'd like a burger.
Sidebar conversation, then.
Hmm?
Best pool food.
Oh, man.
Best pool food.
Because if it's someone else, it's like someone else grilling for you is usually
you can
the move.
You can have any pool food you want right now. What would it be? Burger?
Yeah, I would say it'd be some type of burger, chicken, something grilled.
Mine would be probably
like a birthday pizza party.
Oh,
like if I got
I didn't
out of the
even
pool
think
and there were a couple of Little Caesars pizza in, there specifically, or I don't want good pizza. I want
you want the pizza that
I want Little Caesars or
yeah
something that we bought pizza 10 hot of. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, you're swimming and okay, guys, why don't we start getting out of the pool? Pizza's here.
That's what I want.
Yo, your mom.
I want Domino's or Little Caesars.
Pizza?
Yes.
Dude, your mom got pizza?
That's what I want. I don't want to get out and see like a fantastic Avicoli's or a Sal's. I don't want good pizza.
Or when
nothing against Little Caesars or Domino's,
no,
but you're just a little below.
Or when you're getting said pizza and stuff like that, and then the parent goes, hey, make sure you grab some wings.
You're telling me? Oh, my God. It moved. When you said that, it moved a little bit.
Hey, grab some wings.
Dude, pizza and wings out of the pool?
Yeah, dude, you're so.
All right, that's my food. That's my food.
That never even registered in my brain. I was thinking, like, sandwich or, like,
stuff you're making at home. No, it's a birthday party. My birthday is August 11th. That was my go-to. We'd have a pool party.
Yeah.
And then Tam Tam would either usually get food delivered. Sometimes she'd get like a Wegman sub tray. Now I think that's a mortgage payment.
Yeah, well, now
you
got hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
If you wanted to get a Wegman sub tray, that's $1,000 cash.
Yep.
Ryan in YouTube says kebabs.
Okay.
Kebabs is pool food.
I like bowls of things. So like Sugar said, popcorn, like,
ooh,
like
popcorn,
you know what I mean?
Check, yeah.
Chips and stuff like that. That's usually one of the only times when it's necessary to eat chips out of a box. When you get like the box of chips.
That big box that used to exist. Joe wants a pulled pork on an everything roll. Thank you, chef.
Not bad. Or it always, unfortunately for the pool person who owned the house and pool, it was like Cheetos.
Oh, yeah, let's get out of
here. So like, cheese balls.
And I'm jumping back in the pool with my orange fingers.
Cheese balls.
Yep.
Is it the same for you? We're talking pools here on K-Rock. Is it the same for you at the water park? Whereas you want your boardwalk fries at the water park.
Yeah, I want the fries, and whereas Enchanted Forest has a million options for food, I'm usually doing food after the fact because I don't really want a full belly.
You've built up an appetite all day, yeah.
Yeah, for, you know, my dry rides and whipping around and,
mm-hmm.
and wet rides and running around and jumping around and getting all.
Yeah, you want to be empty.
You don't want your belly all.
You don't want your belly all full.
Doing nerve-wracking, you know.
No.
Death-defying.
No, you don't
water
want your
slides.
Belly full of things while you're doing water slides.
Maybe an ice cream.
Says a gentleman in his 40s.
Be careful. Be careful.
What's your go-to pool food? You're getting out of the pool. What's your treat?
Mm. Oh.
What?
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Like a slice. I want a slice.
Yeah, I want a slice.
Let me hold that rind. That way I can whip it somewhere after.
Yeah, it's going in the woods,
that's
dude.
That's getting thrown somewhere
and
it's not supposed to be after.
The best thing about pool watermelon, you can be... You can wreck it.
Yeah.
You can get that stuff all
can eat it like
a
rabbit.
Oh, my God. You can eat watermelon like an animal.
You're just spitting seeds on your own chest.
Because you're getting right back in that pool, dude.
Yep.
You're cleaning off right there in that pool. You ain't catching me anywhere near a salad.
Does this spinach count? Is it the same thing? I know it's not
it's
lettuce.
Only lettuce and cilantro as far as I know, but I'm not touching anything because
like,
everything's being covered up.
Like twice a year, I get a hankering for the only like healthy thing I make. And it's that like grilled chicken with cut up strawberries
in
the spinach and like some Italian dressing. But that's like it's like twice a year, and then when it's gone, it's gone. So I want to capitalize, but I don't want to be eating spinach if I'm going to be and a strawberry.
No. Radio World, we'll bring you into the conversation we're having. You got to get in twitch.tv/the show.
Yes.
Talking radishes. Katie says she hates it when her husband eats radishes and gets radish burps. Do you get radish burps?
Maybe. I don't know
anybody.
You're burping spicy?
I mean, I know, you know, Cody likes radishes. I don't know why. I don't know why anybody eats those. They don't make any sense.
I like that weird. It's like.
The texture's weird.
Yes.
It's the
weird little kick you get. You're like.
There's a kick to them for some reason.
Oh, I like to do that.
But I ain't going anywhere near salad, man.
Yeah, no.
Steering real clear.
You gotta be careful. Poor Taco Bell.
And they didn't have anything to do with it. They were trying to be responsible.
Yep. But when you make purchases and stuff.
I saw that if you buy a head of lettuce and then you take the outer layer off and then wash it thoroughly, you should be okay. But I'm still not messing with
it. I'll just wait. I'm not. That's not. You know what I mean? You got to start doing that stuff.
Yeah, I'll wait it out.
Well, all you got to do is just do this, and then you should be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the pufferfish thing. No, if you eat this part of it, you don't die.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk it.
Then why don't we just not eat that fish?
It's not going to...
Let's just keep that stupid thing in the water.
Delicacy. I don't care how good it tastes.
Yeah.
I don't care how good it tastes.
Just give me a little radish, a little walking around cucumber.
Yeah, what are our safe veggies right now? Green beans? Can I eat green? Well, they're cooked down.
Right, if it's something like in the shell. Like, it's snow peas are no good, right? Wasn't that one no good?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just eat ice cream.
And I'm prepared to have diarrhea at all times. I am a professional diarrheaist.
I'll do diarrhea.
I just don't want to have this thing that's going around.
No.
This thing
is. Yeah, I'll do diarrhea.
Well, you want to stay gross, I can tell you another gross thing. As a Carnival cruise is going viral.
Oh, boy.
Because a woman...
I don't like your face right now.
Was
it looks.
Filmed scratching her foot fungus with a fork at the buffet. Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
Okay, I'm all right.
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
I did a little, like, where you're...
And we actually have a video, if you would like to, because I'm telling you, it's bad.
It's bad.
And it's just
it
like...
It is, because we showed guest services and they couldn't believe it.
So this is her just scratching her foot at this point. I zoomed in so you can see the severity of her infection.
And she lives on the stays on the third floor.
This very disgusting.
They're trying to complain to say this woman
like,
is scratching her foot.
Hunking chunks of her fungus onto the ground for other people to walk on.
That's the thing about gross people.
Yep,
is that
they
also go on vacation.
Yep, they don't care.
Carnival posted, quote, "We can confirm that forks are intended for food, not foot care."
Yep.
"Once we became aware of the situation, our team quickly addressed it with the guest and removed the utensil from service. While the video may be generating laughs and gasps online, cleanliness and hygiene are no joke to us."
How do you remove the utensil from service?
Do you just know that, does she still have it? The fork in question?
Was it still sitting over on her table with her? Was that like a scratching fork?
Yeah, Ben's throwing her overboard. I don't care.
No, just people are just gross. The things I have learned from you about these cruises... makes me so happy that I have no desire.
Well, it's just
where I'm not like, oh, I want to go on a cruise.
The thing about cruises is
mm-mm.
humans are gross in general. You're just not usually confined to a certain place with them for a week.
Yep.
You're going to encounter these gross people all day, every day. They're just out on their own, living their lives.
They're not living with you.
They're not living with you.
Yes.
When you're on a cruise, you're living with gross people.
Yep.
And they're doing their gross things, and you can't. It's like a microcosm of society. When we're in the world and somebody doesn't wash their hands before eating at the buffet, you don't really know about it.
But
when you're on a cruise and you watch the person in front of you
walk right
past the sinks,
the sign,
and then go pick up bread from the same bread you want, I just don't.
And that person that you say that stands there, hey.
Washy-washy.
Yeah, oh.
To be inconvenienced to wash your hands... I've done enough rants about it. I don't need to keep going, but it's just the most selfish thing I've ever seen.
Because even when I am on vacation and I joke about I don't take a shower sometimes, or you know what I mean? Like, I'm walking around barefoot.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, all that stuff. I'm still clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not like my hands aren't black and my nails aren't all dirty. And I don't have like food falling off me and everything like that. I'm still brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And all that, whereas I'm using a fork rip off fungus chunks.
You and I don't have the mentality that these scumbags have.
No.
Where when someone says, hey, we're a community on this ship, would you mind washing your hands? We don't have the brain that goes, no.
No, ew.
I could never imagine
wash
being
your hand.
So selfish.
Wash your hand. I can do hand sanitizer right now. Just
right?
Right but yeah. No. There's different kinds of variations of dirty.
And oddly enough, I don't get as grossed out on planes. Unless someone is doing something in my area,
planes,
a barefoot.
It's just, you deal with it for a while.
You just got
to
deal with it.
Breathing the same air, and there's nothing that you can do.
You're like, here we are.
But at least it's like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, take a nap, all of a sudden half the time's gone.
Watch a movie, you can beat it pretty quick.
Yep.
A 7-day cruise, and then you start to see the same people over and over again because your schedule is similar to their schedule.
And it's do you know how, like, all right, I got all my food, Is it just sit wherever you want?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
I didn't know if it was like, all right, our table for buffets is table 7 for
the
week.
It depends on where you go to eat. So if you go to like the buffet, sit wherever you want. If you go to your scheduled dining time at night, you have a table.
That's what I was talking about. All right.
Always been lucky enough that I have enough people in my family.
You don't get
stuck. We take up a whole table.
Gotcha. Because that's what I've heard stories about that.
But my in-laws, when they go just them.
Yeah, we got sat with two other couples and they were so weird.
But my in-laws love talking to people, so they always befriend. They're like, we sat with Deb and Joe for the entire trip.
Yeah, you use that name, but I bet my mom would love that.
Your mother would love it.
I bet she would love
it. Your mother getting to meet new people.
Have two other couples.
And
right
then your mother would friend them on Facebook and she'd stay in touch with them.
Yep. And then to be mad that I didn't like their posts.
Well, Mom, I don't know them. Well, I told them about you when we were in the Bahamas.
Joe and Cindy noticed you hadn't liked any of their photos.
I don't know Joe and Cindy.
Yes, you do.
They are friends from Colorado, Cody.
On the cruise.
We have a longtime friend of the show back in studio. Tiffany is here. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello, my friends. How are you?
We are great. You are back because coming up in a couple of weeks, the Sci-Fi Horror Fest is back. Now, I will tell you, Cody, personally, went for the first time last year, brought my oldest. Fantastic.
Big fan.
Fantastic. And I will tell you.
Everything in one spot for people who love this stuff.
First of all, Tiffany, I spent a lot of money, but the oldest, I guess their favorite snag was a Skeet Ulrich autograph scream mask. We got one of those, and it was a big, big score. Very surprising. But tell people about the festival if they've not heard of it.
Well, I am so excited. So this year, we are in our 5th year at Vernon Downs Hotel and Casino.
Okay.
It is Sci-Fi Horror Fest 2026 Camp Fear.
Oh, I love it.
So everything is camp organized. We're so excited. We have a pretty awesome lineup.
Yeah, give me the rundown.
We have David Howard Thornton, who is Arthur Clown in Terrifier. We have Samantha Scafidi, Victoria Hayes. We have Emily McLean, who's Little Pale Girl. We have Lloyd Kaufman, the King of Trauma, coming.
Yeah.
We have half the cast of Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, including C.J. Graham, Jason, Thomas McLaughlin, the writer, director, everything for a creator of C.J. Graham. Of Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. We got Thomas Matthews, the final guy. We have Darcy DeMoss, who got her head smashed in the Winnebago by C.J.
Yeah.
We got Melanie. We got a good portion of the cast from Friday the 13th, Part 5. We got Pam, who's Melanie Kinnaman.
Mm-hmm.
We got Dick Wynde, who played Roy or Jason, you know, the Friday the 13th of Halloween 3, if
yep,
you will.
Yep.
And then, of course, we've got Ron Sloan, who was Junior.
Yeah.
Who, you know, say it like you mean to Mama.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jason Brooks and Naomi Miller Ketchum, who are part of the very popular franchise of Vengeance in Friday the 13th, Part 6. They were in Diced and Death of Snow White as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have Christopher DeCesare, the ghost boy of Geneseo, coming.
Oh.
He was on Netflix documentary True Haunting.
Cool.
So he'll be there.
This.
They'll be doing panels.
Oh, my God. I just watched that. I can't believe that. My wife went to Geneseo, and when that came out on Netflix, she watched it, and I was like, that is a creepy Netflix show if you want to watch. He's going to be there?
He'll be doing there. He'll be doing a panel on Saturday and talking all about it. We have Grimm's from Grimm's Horror Show. We have Cecil Trachtenberg, the Bolo Award winner for Good Bad Flicks from Joe Bob Briggs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tony of Hack the Movies, and we have Movie Dumpster. But we also have our amazing sponsors like Nevermore Tattoo Collective, who will
love
be tattooing.
It. We got live tattooing. Yeah. Love
we
it.
Live nice. Tattooing. We have Monster Creek, who will be there with their
Oh, we love Monster Creek. Monster
awesome.
Creek listens to us and they text us all the time. They have amazing merch. We were just talking about the Dog Man last week. Yeah. They have Dog Man clothes as well. Yeah.
Neato.
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll be there. And then we have Scope Paranormal. We have By My Tie-Dyes. We have Chris Prentice of Crisp Creations. We have Anne's Midnight Creations. We have Good Fudge. We have Elm Street Tacos.
Yeah, were good.
We have Delilicious. We have Goodies and Oldies, Kettle Corn and Pretzels. We've got La La Lemonades.
We've
got
love
Protector Knack. So if you get something from a celebrity and you want to protect it, they're going to be there.
Okay.
We have Halloween Night, Michael Myers versus Batman movie premiere.
Whoa!
And we're adding two new cool things, too.
Okay.
So we have the Alan D. Kassler Cosplay Contest. Alan was one of our volunteers, and he passed away of cancer.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a cosplay contest every year to him.
Awesome.
It'll be registrations from noon to 4 on Saturday, August 15th. You do have to pay to be in the costume contest.
Okay.
What you don't have to pay for, okay, and that's going to be in the memory and celebration of Alan.
Oh.
But what you don't have to pay for is our history-making picture of seeing how many Arthur Clowns and Jasons we can get into one picture in the event. You don't have you. So there'll be a separate registration, 12 to 4.
Okay.
You'll get a white wristband. The white wristband indicates you have not paid.
Okay.
But if you want to get into the event, you can pay to get in the event. But if you just want to be in the picture, it's free.
Yeah.
The news crews are going to be there. We're going to have somebody doing several aerial shots. We're going to put this in to see if we can make movie history. And you can dress as any version as you want, as long as we can say and go, that's Art the Clown, that's Jason.
That's cool.
So, and of all ages, you just if you have an underage person, you just have to, you have to be in the picture with them. You have to be, you know, a registered adult.
Tiffany, I'm telling you, my oldest has been looking forward to this for a year.
It's impressive.
To the point where we're going on a trip next week, and they asked me, am I going to be back in town for the Sci-Fi Horror Fest? And I go, yes, we're going to be back in town, and we will absolutely be there. Coming up. So give the dates, times, all that, Tiffany.
So also, do you want to give away two Saturday passes?
I would love to. That'd be awesome. People? Yeah.
So let's give away two Saturday passes.
Okay.
To two different people.
Okay.
Because on Saturday is when a lot of the Terrifier panel will be, the Friday the 13th panel will be, Chris's panel and trauma panel and our movie review. So yeah. Saturday is when it all happens, right?
And I don't even really know anything about these panels, and I just wandered into a couple last year, and I just sat there and listened and learned. You don't have to know anything about anything.
It's so cool.
It is really cool.
It is so cool. So it's August 14th and 15th at Vernon Downs Hotel and Casino.
Mm-hmm.
We're family-oriented, person-centered, trauma-informed. Everyone of all ages are welcome. If you belong to a house like for OPWDD, if you like an ARC house or a Springbrook house, mm-hmm. or even a Helio house with OMH, please get in contact with me. We want to make a deal with you so we can make this available to your residents.
Oh, that's fantastic. How do they get in touch?
That's great.
So please get in touch with me either at bloodymurderproduction@yahoo.com or email us via the website www.sci-fihorrorfest.com. And just say what house you're with, and then we'll work with you.
That's fantastic.
But it's open to all ages. We are at Vernon Downs Hotel and Casino, August 14th and 15th. We open at 2 p.m. for VIP ticket holders, 3 p.m. for regular ticket holders on Friday. Then the VIP party is from 9:30 to 11:30. And then on Saturday, we open at 10 a.m. to VIP ticket holders, 11 a.m. to regular ticket holders, and we run until 7.
You can't miss it with the giant inflatable out front, right?
We have a giant Michael Myers, and we have our giant hearse, and we have some more stuff outside.
Oh.
That'll be bringing us in, because we kick off Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, well, honestly, if you're us, it's spooky season all year round.
Yeah, I start July 5th. After July 4th, I'm in Halloween mode.
Yeah, it's well, we just throw Christmas lights on everything.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so it's just what we do.
There you go.
But we love to kick it off. It's a great way. And you know what? When you come, you're home. Everybody here belongs. We don't talk politics. We don't talk sports or religion.
I love it.
It is you. It is about you. And our guests are awesome. They take time with people. And they want to meet you. They mm-hmm. want to, you know, be grateful to thank you.
We got a couple autographs last year, and they chatted right away.
And David's huge for that. So is CJ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Darcy and them just seem so sweet. And Lloyd, he's a legend. And he has free stuff. You just can buy merch. So if you want autographs, they're free.
That's awesome.
You just buy his stuff. I mean, so I love when people come to our event. One of the biggest things is not only do you get to meet people that you never thought you get to meet, but you get to make connections with lifelong family and friends. Because we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just making it our own.
Yeah.
And our own is you belong
there. Yeah, you can meet your people. You can find your community. It's right there.
And we're so grateful to have you. So come and be with us August 14th and 15th at Vernon Downs Hotel and Casino.
All right.
www.sci-horrorfest.com.
sci-fihorrorfest.com. Boom. All the information's right there. There's no way this is the number.
No meat.
What? No meat. Bush, no meat. No meat. It was a vegetarian option. Good morning. This is K-Rock. You're listening to the show. Theshow.fm. Theshow.fm. There's no way West Virginia eats this many hot dogs.
West Virginia eating
per
hot
person.
Dogs. Whatever the number is, I can believe it. Look at them.
All right.
Look at them.
Only because I'm just reading a thing about hot dogs and how everything's dangerous and everything gives you cancer or whatever.
That's where that family's from, where they all bark at each other, right?
Yeah.
They ain't the only family in West Virginia.
So.
They like hot dog.
Okay. On it. There's just no way this is the real number. All right.
I can't even imagine the number of hot dogs.
Guess.
What am I guessing?
How
many? Like how
per
just how
person.
Okay.
And this is the average, so you've got to understand that there's people eating way more, people
there's
eating way less.
There's someone skewing it either way. All right.
On average, a West Virginia resident eats this many hot dogs per year.
Per year. All right, I'm going to say a crazy number, and then let's hope that it's not. 50.
That's a crazy number to you?
Yes.
50 hot dogs a year?
That's one a week. That's less than one a week.
Oh, don't be eating a hot dog a week. Guys.
Oh, no. Okay.
You're this, all so is
someone
low.
That, is someone that doesn't eat hot dogs, I guess I did ruin that. All right. So more than 150.
The average West Virginia resident.
Oh, no.
Eats on average.
Oh, no.
480 hot dogs a year, dude. Dude, no. Guys, I know I'm not healthy.
400 and
I have no leg to stand on.
400.
There's just no. That's an average of like 1.3 hot dogs a day.
You're eating a couple dogs a day.
Every day you're eating a hot dog.
Do you have any hot dogs today?
Like I'm rattled by that number because like I said, there's somebody eating way more than that.
Yeah. It's literally
way more than that.
It's literally the Detroiters of them eating hot dogs all day every day and having you ate hot dogs for breakfast? That's why your body's literally eating itself.
Oh my God. And West Virginia has their own style hot dog, which is a hot dog with chili, coleslaw, onions, and mustard on it.
Well, that's what they got lots of down there.
That's what we do.
Oh my God. And they got the stinkiest farts with their
their
dirty overalls with no underwear on underneath.
I just
underneath.
Can't wrap my head around that number.
Yeah, and also, again, I know, because when we talk about this, then it always gets countered with, but there's money and things to look up and do research on other things. That's what we're going around asking
gotta
people.
Gotta figure out how many hot dogs we're eating per average.
You're just... Yeah, what do you want? We're currently doing a survey.
Uh-huh.
How many hot dogs do you and your family, each member, eat, would you say, on average, per year?
500!
Each, every one of us,
500! Yeah, that's not present a family number, dude! That's an individual human.
So
that is a single human being.
Okay, so, how many of you are there here?
Five of us.
So you eat 500 hot dogs a year?
Yeah, dude.
There's five of you?
Yeah.
So there's 1,000 hot dogs? Where are you getting 2,500 hot dogs from?
Yeah, man. As someone who...
It's 2,500 scoops of hot dogs.
Hyper-focuses on carcinogens and does nothing about changing my lifestyle, but I hyper-focus on it.
You want some pig butthole?
You're eating 480 hot dogs working in the coal mines in West Virginia.
Working in a coal mine.
You're at the...
Packing dogs for lunch.
You live to what, 32, 33 in West Virginia? I don't know. Right? You can't... If you're eating that many hot dogs working in coal mines, you're maybe hit your mid-30s. Like, your grandfather's 36. That's as old as you live in West Virginia.
The ages of grandparents is young for other reasons down there, I think.
Pudgy's wife in chat says, Pudgy eats hot dogs straight from the fridge as a snack.
No.
4 to 6 per pack.
Why? Tell him no.
His name is Pudgy, I mean... But that's our boy Pudge.
Say no.
Nah, it's already cooked.
For your fart's sake, your breath's sake.
Yeah, Pudge's wife, and then you sleep with him sexually after he's eaten 6 raw dogs. Nothing against then man Pudgy. I love Pudgy.
Then they raw dog. He's got that sexual magnetism dripping off of him.
Pudgy's been a show bro for a very long time. I have nothing negative to say about Pudgy. I love him. But if Pudgy can eat 6 raw dogs
right.
and still hook up with his attractive wife.
He's like, I got 5 or 6 buttholes in me. How about I get another?
He must have the largest penis.
Oh, he does.
He must.
I've just seen it. He just must. It on the internet.
He just must.
Really, she makes him mouthwash.
Oh, she makes him use mouthwash. babe, before we hook up, you got a mouthwash. You got hot dog burps.
No, it is because it's like Joey Chestnut probably has to stay in his hotel for a few days after the Nathan's thing. Why don't you stay there for a little bit? Sweat that out.
Second is Chicago coming in at 300 dogs per person per year.
Oh, my God.
Followed by Pennsylvania at 280 dogs per person per year.
How many do you guys eat, you think? How many hot dogs a year are you eating, you think? Because I would say you're eating like...
20.
Yeah.
20 probably.
If that. Because you're not coming in here being like, I just had a bunch of hot dogs. Well, I mean, once a while, you'll text me that you're making 6 hot dogs, but that's few and far between.
Yeah, like if my family makes them, my kids being teenagers, they can put down 3 or 4 on their own.
Yeah.
I text you the night that my youngest...
Just,
I don't know if he came back from basketball or whatever, but boom, he ate six dogs, dude. It was crazy. It was crazy. A lot of you are saying less than 10, 15 to 20.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't.
Lucifer lives by hides and eats 100 dogs a year. Yeah, I would too. I get that.
I haven't even, like, how it, during, like, the holidays, I will sometimes think that, well, it's the holidays. Let me eat a shrimp. And then I'll eat a shrimp with the cocktail sauce. And for a one split second, I'll be like, oh, this isn't bad. Do I like shrimp? And then immediately, if I even think about eating a second one, oh, this is terrible. But I haven't done that with hot dogs in a minute. I can't tell you last time I had a hot dog.
Yeah.
Because I'll tend to eat like one or two a summer.
Yeah, you'll even try it?
Well, just, I'm not going to be rude if someone's like, yeah, we made hot dogs. Here, you want a hot dog? I'm not going to be like, no. If, you know, if I'm at like a pool party or whatever, or just at someone's house. But I don't think I have in a couple of years.
We are all really shocked by the amount of hot dogs West Virginia's putting down.
Is it, and I don't, is it because it's like a,
It's a poor food.
It's cheap, so they can afford.
I'm sure that
it's meat.
Sadly, they're very destitute in West Virginia, so.
And you can put it in a lot of
things. You just make a lot of hot dogs. It's a quick meal.
Put it in our beans.
Have hot dog cereal for breakfast.
Put her in our mac and cheese.
Hot dog lunch, pork and beans.
I like to take a pancake and wrap it around a hot dog, have her for breakfast.
Yeah.
You would do that. It's basically a corn dog, right? Gives a nice boiled hot dog and wrap it around a pancake. Or a pancake wrapped around it.
I'm ashamed to say how appetizing that does sound to me right now.
You can dump it in some syrup. Sausage is actually good,
that sounds to me right now. Or if I put a hot dog in a pan and then just pour pancake batter over it.
I mean,
making hot dogs, making bacon hot dogs.
What do you got going on later?
Take a hot dog, put it in a pancake. Take a pancake, put it in a hot dog. Anyways.
Get her done.
West Virginia, what are you doing? I know that you don't have the same problem with heights that I have. Shout out Showbro Tim, who jumped out of a plane this weekend, I guess.
Oh, wicked cool.
He was on Instagram jumping out of a plane doing the parachuting thing. Seattle police are looking for two guys who jumped off the Space Needle this weekend as well.
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to just do whatever you want.
Sadly, they're probably going to be looking for, there was a shooting yesterday up by a food festival, but the video is this. I guess the Space Needle has, like, these glass walls to protect you from, you know, jumping off of the Space Needle or falling off.
Yep.
They scurried up the glass, kind of flipped over the top of the glass, scurried down.
Jeez.
And then you see them just on the edge of the Space Needle, and they do a flip with their parachutes.
That stuff is crazy. It's dangerous as it is.
605-foot tall, man.
It's unreal.
They burst through the door, and at first I was like, what the heck? So they kind of, like, shoved past me and Emerson. So I was like, well, what the heck is going on? Like, why are you pushing past me and my kid? They were running towards the glass, and they jumped up. And that's when Jacob was like, they're climbing up. And I'm like, oh, my God, go watch Emerson, go.
Remember when base jumping was a way bigger deal? Remember, like, in the late 90s, everybody was base jumping?
Yeah, oh, I think security is probably a little tighter now.
Oh, like, was it?
You're just having people run up the side of your building or
that
just jump out of a...
common thing in the late 1900s is people just jumping off random stuff.
Right? You just seem like, oh, that guy's jumping off that.
He's off the bridge.
Or they did it all. There's no more.
They base jumped everything?
They base jumped all of it. There's nowhere left to base jump.
That was a big extreme thing. I also saw this lady jump the highest free fall into a bale of hay.
I did see that.
It was a Red Bull thing.
But I
almost missed.
She misjudged it and landed on like the side part. If she misjudged it a little more.
Go look up that video, guys. It's crazy.
She would have landed like on the ground.
Assassin's Creed style, just jumping into a big bale of hay.
That does look wicked fun.
No, it does not.
Yeah. Oh, no. You don't want to do that.
I ain't doing that.
No, I would do that. That'd be wicked cool.
You would jump into a hay bale?
Yeah. That'd be so cool. With no nothing attached to you. You're just having to dive into the middle of that thing.
Because it's never been done before. I don't think she planned for like either the rotation of the earth or like breeze.
Or like the way she like looks at it and then falls into it. It's like, oh no, you didn't follow the same path I think your eyes took there.
Yeah.
Because, oh man.
People are crazy.
It was too close.
Good for you guys.
Close.
Happy
Happy birthday, Punch the monkey.
Oh, that little tiny old monkey, that little stuffed animal.
Little stuffed animal turned 1 year old over the weekend. You may remember him as the monkey, like Cody said, was clutching the baby stuffed animal.
Does he still do that?
I thought they weaned him off of that. This was zookeeper explaining why he did it in the first place.
Baby Japanese macaques immediately cling to their mother's body after birth to build muscle strength. However, because he had been abandoned, Punch had nothing to grip onto. We tried several options to give him something to hold. We rolled towels into various thicknesses to find something easy to grasp and let him try holding different stuffed toys.
Same with Cody. He latches on to me every morning to build strength for the day.
It's a problem with macaques.
What?
The monkey.
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very clingy macaques.
Yeah, he needs to build strength. He fears
the outside world, loud noises.
So.
Yeah, if you startle him, macaques takes off.
Yeah, from 5:45 till 6 a.m., those of you don't know this because you can't see in the studio, he's wrapped around me at waist height just to get ready for the day, to build up his strength.
See what I can grip onto.
And he does. Oh, he's gripping. Other side of this, we'll play a little golf. We'll get into some gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Do you pick one or no? You can't know.
There's a couple it looks like that might be fun. A lot of those, like Sparky's Lagoon, looks okay.
Like I say, I don't know why we
Bay Resort.
Put the guy with decision paralysis in charge of.
I'm so good at picking things.
Picking our course for the day, but we're going to play something.
There's only thousands. I need another 10 to 15 minutes.
He will pick a course and we will golf. Coming up for your Ryan Phelps Auto Gaming stream.
Yes.
You are buying from Ryan Style and Profile and Ryan Phelps Auto Sales locations all over Central New York and now in Rome.
Rome?
There's a boat on the fairway.
He's got school buses in yet, so I can start my own school bus garage.
What are you talking about, bus garage?
I'll start undercutting some of these school buses.
You're going to have your own bus garage?
I'll start driving your kids to school.
All right, sure.
Just got to get him to get me buses in bulk.
Yeah, no problem. Radio World will hand you off a little early to the 90s.
That's
line.
Fine. It's a Monday.
It's
you're summertime.
Sick of us. Summer, it's Monday. You're already sick of us, right?
In the summertime, something is out.
I don't know any more than that.